You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
In last Sunday's Gospel, the first Sunday of Lent, God said to Adam and Eve, "You shall not eat the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden." But Adam and Eve did not follow God's directions. And instead, they listened to Satan and ate the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. In today's gospel, for this second Sunday of Lent, God says to Peter, James, and John, when they were on top of the mountain with Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Both these gospels at the beginning of our Lenten journey remind us that when we choose not to listen to God, we choose darkness over the light. We choose sadness over joy. We choose death over life. For like Adam and Eve, we all sometimes choose to listen to this sneaky serpent rather than to listen to God. And so we choose to follow the lure of power, wealth, or pleasure rather than the invitation to follow God. Lent is the annual opportunity that the Church provides for us to renew our commitment to listen to God and to strengthen ourselves to be able to resist the lures of the evil one, that sneaky serpent. Our passage from the book of Genesis today tells us about Abram, who later had his name changed by God to Abraham. Abraham was someone who did listen to God and did as God directed him. And because Abraham listened to God and did as God directed him, leaving behind the old for something new, Abraham became the father of a great nation and a great blessing to all the communities of the earth. Yesterday, March the 19th, was the feast day of the great St. Joseph, husband of Mary, another one who listened to God, who did as God directed him, and took Mary as his wife. And because Joseph listened to God and did as God directed him, God was able to fulfill his plan of salvation for all the world. During these days of our Lenten journey together, we are all challenged to ask ourselves, am I listening to God? Or am I listening to someone or something else? Am I doing as God directs me? Or is someone or something else directing my life? The good news is God wants us to find fullness of life, both here on this earth as well as in the hereafter. When we choose to listen to God and to do as God directs us, we will become all that we can be. And we will find a joy, a peace, and a fulfillment of life that we have never known before. But unlike Jesus, we sometimes can't resist the subtle temptations of Satan that lure us away from God. And so we sometimes find ourselves listening to someone else who will lead us to fool's gold. things that look attractive on the outside, but inside are hollow and superficial. Wealth, power, and pleasure are all fool's gold that misdirect our discipleship and lead us down a path away from the only one who can bring us fullness of life, both here and in the hereafter. Are we listening to him? About 40 years ago, when I was still a seminarian at St. Minor's Seminary in southern Indiana, the director of the development office contacted me one day and asked if he could use my photograph that was part of a larger picture as part of their recruitment effort. He said he wanted to make a poster. And so I said, fine. The next thing I knew, this poster came out with my photograph on it, and the caption was, "I'm listening, Lord." And yes, I still have that poster. Yes, I was young looking once and had lots of hair. Notice those nice sideburns. I keep this poster in my living room to remind me that, yes, it is important that I listen to God and let God direct my life. Because I know that is not always the case. I don't always do that very well. My sisters, of course, had this frame for me to remind me, of course, that after this recruitment poster came out of St. Meinrad, the enrollment began to decline rapidly. This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. These words remind us once again today, as they reminded Peter, James, and John on that mountaintop some 2,000 years ago, that discipleship is about listening to the beloved Son of God, Jesus the Christ, who comes to direct our lives so that we might be all that God has called us to be. The good news is that when we listen to him and let him direct our lives, we too will be transfigured into a new person, transformed in mind, body, and spirit. And then, like Peter, we too may find ourselves saying, "Lord, it is good that we are here." Let us remember throughout these days of our Lenten journey together that the best way to transform the world and to transform the church is to transform ourselves. This is indeed what our Lenten journey is all about, a journey from ashes to Easter, a journey from death to new life.